Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we look at the halachas of self-care during Avelus. This is Siman Reish Tes 1209 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at four concepts today: bathing, anointing, leather shoes, and marital relations. So let's start at the top. Bathing. What bathing restrictions apply to a mourner during the period of Shiva? So a mourner may not wash his or her entire body, even in cold water. His face, hands, and feet may not be washed with warm water, but their face, hands, and feet may be washed with cold water during the Shiva. What about bathing restrictions during the 30 days? So the Sfaradim do not have restrictions, but for the Ashkenazim, bathing with warm water is forbidden the entirety of the 30 days. Even washing one's head with warm water is forbidden. Bathing entire body with cold water for pleasure is forbidden during the 30 days, but people are generally more makil these days on the rechitza, on washing during the 30 days, because of the level of sensitivity and the level of expectation of what we have regularly. Is a woman permitted to bathe in warm water for immersion purposes, going to the mikveh? The answer is yes. After the 7 days of mourning, she may bathe in warm water if necessary to prepare for going to the mikveh. What happens if a woman gives birth and then becomes a mourner? She's permitted to bathe even during the 7 days of mourning because of her physical condition. However, on the first day, she should refrain from bathing unless absolutely necessary. What about a person who is a very delicate individual or a person who has health issues? So, a delicate person who suffers greatly, whose health might be affected, may bathe. So, generally speaking, in halacha, the requirements of this are two. Number one is that regularly they would bathe every single day. And number two is that not having it is not just an irritation, but really something causing a significant discomfort. In those cases, they may bathe. Well, one with disturbing headaches may wash their head with warm water because of the pain. What if someone has consecutive periods of mourning? In that case, they may be permitted to bathe in cold water because that was a very long period to have to worry about. We move to our next concept, and that is anointing. So is a mourner permitted to anoint him or herself? The answer is for pleasure. It's forbidden even minimally. But to remove dirt, it's permitted. So let's say a person has dirty hands. They may use soap in order to remove their dirt. For medical purposes, let's say scabs on their heads, they may use medicine, they may use cream which is applied there, and there's no problem. What about deodorant? The Kitzur does not talk about this. Many poskim say that this is in order to remove smell, and that's fine. But perfume or cologne are certainly not allowed. Aftershave, not allowed, but deodorant is fine. What about leather shoes? We move to our next concept. What is the law regarding shoes for a mourner? The prohibition applies only to leather shoes, not regular shoes. Shoes that are made of cloth, reeds, hair, or wood are permitted. What about shoes that are covered with leather? So they are also forbidden. What about other types of clothing which is made of leather? No problem. A leather belt is fine. A leather yarmulke is fine. A leather bag, no problem. Should a mourner say, this is during the Shiva, should a mourner say the bracha of she'asa li kol tzarki in the morning, even if they're not wearing leather shoes? The answer is yes, because they are forbidden, in general speaking, that it has other ramifications, other meanings as well. Who is permitted to wear shoes during mourning? So a woman within 30 days of childbirth is allowed to wear regular leather shoes for comfort. A person who is ill, or a person who has a wound on their foot, since the cold is harmful. What if a mourner must travel and they have no alternative, no other non-leather shoes? In that case, he or she may wear shoes but should put earth in them so they are discomforted. The same applies to in any other case where a mourner must wear shoes. Finally, we conclude with marital relations. What restrictions apply to marital relations for a mourner? So a mourner is forbidden, obviously, in intimate relations itself, but they are also forbidden in embracing or kissing their spouse. Acts of closeness such as filling up the cup or making bare the bed are permitted, so the general harachokos, the distances implied in the normal laws of Nida, are not prohibited. And this applies whether the husband or the wife is the mourner. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.